I set off a little before noon from Race Point parking lot in Provincetown, working my way east along the beach and then up into the dunes. The winter dunes are passingly lovely. There is a sublime nobility to them in their shining solitude and their submission to the forces of the season. They lie so dormant on the land and on themselves. The ricks of beach grass lie like bodies covering one another, held and embedded by the sand. The doors of the dune shacks are double fastened, first with rusty locks and then with mounds of sand 3 to 4 feet deep blown up against them. The winter winds have draped both grass and shacks with a fine covering of sand grains. They create the illusion of a veil, like the famous marble veil in Bellini's sculpture of St. Teresa. It all seems collaborative, conspiratorial, as if sand, shacks, and grass were all saying, "See, this is how we must be in winter, completely prostrate, embedded in and embracing one another in order to survive the hard season and to prepare for resurrection." As I walk through the silence of the province lands in winter, the jeep trails are full of pools of clear, fresh groundwater from recent melted snow. I taste one and cannot discern the slightest hint of salt. In the larger, more permanent pools are stands and patches of leafless bayberry bushes and cranberry vines. On the southeast side of these pools are long windrows of coppery bayberry leaves 3 to 4 feet wide, like piles of tarnished pennies. After a mile and a half, I reach the first set of 3 dune shacks. 2 of these shacks sit atop cavernous wind blowouts, supported in midair on large pilings at least 8 feet high. Moreover, the owners have constructed plywood boxes around the base of the pilings, presumably to slow down the scouring by the wind. It's a curious thing about these province lands dune shacks. For most beach shacks on the outer beach, such as the remaining ones on Chatham's North Beach, the threat is from the sea. In contrast, the province lands beaches and dunes are actually building up or accreting, and the threat is not so much from the sea as from the wind. As with the shacks I've just seen, the wind can excavate the sand beneath the structures, threatening to topple them. In other spots, though, the shacks are being actively buried by the moving sand. One, known as Frenchie's, had 3 successive stories built on it as the sand buried each previous one, like ancient Mesopotamian villages. What causes some of these shacks to be buried and others to be excavated by the wind? The answers are not obvious or simple. And this time of year, the ocean can, of course, make temporary, visible inroads into this wall of sand, and in places the wind can slip through the front line of dunes like a knife, creating sudden blowouts. But in the long run, at least on this tip of Cape Cod, it seems a seesaw affair between land and sea, with the land as a whole gaining, at least for now.